And today, friends, we can really see for miles and miles because I'm broadcasting from the 8,000-foot level of the Andes Mountains in a beautiful place called Cusco, right next to Machu Picchu, which is the seventh spiritual wonder of the world. And today's show is really going to be out of this world. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the middle of the Andes in Cusco, right next to Machu Picchu. It's being rebroadcast through KKNW on 1150 AM in Seattle, and I'm so happy to be here. Today's show is a very, very special show because for the next 2 hours, I'll be bringing in two Incan shamans, a gentleman named Santos and his wonderful mother, who's also a shaman as well, shawoman, and Judy Kelly, who is one of America's best psychics to give messages from the ancient Inca spirits on our earth and how we can make this planet a much better and happier place. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 100,060 listeners in over 70 countries. Judy Kelly, who's coming on in a few minutes, will also be one of my speakers at my Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Olympia, Washington. The first day of the conference is free on Friday, March 9th, and we'll also be having some of the world's most famous healers, psychics, and UFO people, including Michiko Hayashi of the Immortal Peace Project, who happens to also be with me here in the Cusco studio here in Peru. Shiichiro Yoshinuchi, he's a famous, very famous Hado instructor from Tokyo, Japan. Dr. Cairo Roca from the Bahamas, he's a famous naturopathic doctor. Dr. Angel Fernandez from the Dominican Republic. Simon Parks, he's a wonderful fellow from the United Kingdom. Professor Jerry Pollock of the University of Washington, a famous water professor. Sidney Kirkpatrick, he's a well-known author with the Edgar Cayce Foundation. Judy Kelly, of course, I've mentioned. Carolyn White, an oral reader, speaker, and author. Teresa Carroll, a wonderful psychic. Tom Palladino, a wonderful scalar healer. Billy Woodard and Zora of the Hollow Earth. Robbie Holtz, an author and Australian Aboriginal healer. Tony Rodriguez, who is 20 years in the Secret Space Program, will be giving a presentation. Josh and Adam Biggleson, the sons of Dr. Harvey Biggleson, will be there, as well as myself, Ted Marr, the host and psychic and author of Messages from the Masters, among others. In addition, right after the conference on March 12th and 13th, Michiko Hayashi and Shiichiro Yoshinuchi will be giving sessions with Hado vibrational machines. These machines are incredible. They're the same ones that Dr. Emoto used to use for people before he passed away in 2014. And they correct your vibration, or what's called in Japan Hado, to correct, to help with any physical or spiritual condition. Also, we'll be showing the North American premiere of a movie called Reading, Saturday, March 10th. The movie is by a famous Japanese film producer, Tetsuya Tori, and it's, believe it or not, it's the first full-length film on Edgar Cayce. So please come for that if you'd love to see that. Also, the head of the Emoto Peace, the Emoto office in Tokyo will be there as well. Hiromoto, who is Dr. Masaru Emoto's son, he'll be there as well. I hope you can come to this world-class healing psychic UFO conference. The website for the event is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And in addition to Judy, who will come on the show in just a few minutes, Michiko will be there for the conference. And Michiko, could you introduce yourself, please, and tell a little bit about the Hado sessions that you and Shiichiro will be giving?
Sure. Hi, Dad, and hi, everyone. It's so good to be here, and Cusco is a wonderful place. I feel so good to be here. The Hado session that I will be giving on the, I think it's a 12th and 13th of March, will be, well, Seiichiro Yoshinuchi will be bringing his new Hado machine from Japan. He just invented and it will be ready in March, and that will be the premiere of his new device. It's called Hado Mini device, and he wanted to make it very reasonable and for anyone to easily use it, so that everyone can prevent from any disease and make water for anyone for the family. And in that device, it's really interesting because it has water crystal, more like a aura crystal or oracle for each day. And that will show you with your hand on top of this Haddo mini device, that will show you what you need for that day. Like, for instance, love or tolerance or anything, some the day that you need. And then you can make that water for your day or for your family. So that will be really good. And Dr. Emoto-san will be there with us. I will be there also. And this Haddo, with this kind of Haddo device or vibrational machine, Dr. Emoto healed more than 10,000 people. So I am excited to be here.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, one thing I want everyone to realize is that we are all powerful spiritual beings. And I want to ask Michiko to please give this prayer for a love prayer for Fukushima, if you could.
Okay. Well, thank you. I don't have a tuning fork right now with me, but I would like to do it with everyone since I am here in Cusco. It's such a high vibrational place. It's such a special place. And I know that when we send out this prayer from here to Japan, to the United States, to all other places around the world, all the water will be connected at the same time instantaneously. So please repeat after me, okay? Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And please visualize this whole beautiful planet Earth wrapped with golden light. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I just found the tuning fork that Michiko was talking about. I always carry one with me. It's a 528 hertz tuning fork. And when you hit it, it plays the frequency of love. And so I'm going to hit it now. I don't have my crystal with me, but I'll go ahead and hit it once. And I'll send love around the world when it goes. That tuning fork was hit with a Lemurian crystal. I got it in Mount Shasta last year. And the people of the Hollow Earth came up and they blessed it and also infused it with lots of love, light, and good energy. So every time I hit it, it always sends out this beautiful love energy. Before we start, I'd also like to thank everyone's support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com. I also have a new television program called Out of This World Television, which broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the lower Puget Sound area of near Seattle. It's also available under YouTube under Out of This World. There's about 50 or more episodes available now on YouTube. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for this program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And with that, I want to thank everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place in their support, especially Marku from Finland, Finland, Jan from California, Anita Curtis from Dublin, Dorothy from Montreal, Jason in beautiful North Vancouver, British Columbia, Shirley in Faison in Florida, Nina, Mexico, and Marion Elias Neuschwanger from Costa Rica, who are also on my trip with me here. I also like to thank the sponsors of the show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Spiritual Center in Tacoma and Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. With that, I'd also like to thank my friend Carol, who's designing my website and provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course KKNW for their wonderful help. Carol just lost her father recently, and so I would appreciate if everyone could send love and light to her and her family. Also, please send lots of love and light to Masako Michiko Hayashi's mother in Japan, who had a stroke earlier this year, as well as lots of love and light to my good friend Orion in Bend, Oregon, and Dr. William Mount in Tacoma. They need your prayers, and I know that the good light, good energy release helps. Also to Jerry and Carolyn White in Olympia. They've had some health difficulties recently, but they're doing well, and I know your love and light will help them. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their guides and angels. If you'd like to get in touch with loved ones who passed on, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm out of the United States for a while, so email is the best way to reach me. And with that, what I'd like to do is start this first segment of the program, Eric, with El Condor Pasa, and then we'll bring Judy on the program. Such a beautiful song. Thank you so much, Harry. Well, just outside my door here, there are all kinds of llamas. There's a shaman coming to where I'm broadcasting here in just a few minutes. And Judy, I'm so happy you could come on today.
Thanks. I'm really happy to be here. It's wonderful.
Well, I don't want to be bashful about Judy. I consider her one of the best psychics in America. She regularly channels many wonderful great spirits, including President John F. Kennedy, Professor Albert Einstein, Benjamin Franklin, Mother Teresa, and as well as my Inca brother and other wonderful spirits. And my shaman friends will be here in just a minute. They're stuck in traffic, but they said they should be here any minute. And with that, Judy, I'd love to have you speak.
Well, first of all, there's a beautiful llama standing here, and it's so regal looking. So let me tune in and see what the llama wants to share today.
Okay.
Its name is Ulu.
Okay. Oh, here.
It says, "Welcome to my mountain."
Oh, how lovely. Wonderful.
"I have sent my brothers and sisters in the four corners of our country to support you at this time and to touch the hearts of those that are listening to feel our gifts and our energy for today." Now it's stepping back. How lovely.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful. I've never had a llama come in before. How wonderful.
Well, wonderful. Well, I had one of the Panchen Lamas who Oh, the shaman just walked in. Oh, my goodness.
He
I wish
paved
this
the
was...
way.
He paved the way. It just paved the way. I had a Panchen Lama who works with the Dalai Lama on my show about a year ago, and he was really interesting. Wonderful. Please bring your mother in too. We'll find another seat for her. You should, my dear listening, everyone who's listening today, you should see the what she's wearing. It's this beautiful. It's all these multicolors, and she's got a cape on that's very thick wool, different colors. Please sit down. Please sit down. Do you speak English?
No.
No. Okay. Does she speak? Santos is the son of his father, who's also a Laman. And does your mother speak Quechua?
Yes, just Quechua.
Quechua. Okay. Yeah. All right. So many people here speak Quechua, which is a native language here used by the Indians. And in their village, many of them don't speak any Spanish whatsoever. I learned yesterday, Judy, that. Many of the native people here in the Cusco area were isolated, and they didn't come out and show themselves to the world until 1947. They stayed, and maybe Santos could talk more about that. They didn't want any part of the Spanish who came in and took over their country, so they kept to themselves and had continued their own sacred ways. So today, their culture is pretty much intact. I know that Augustine, his father, when he was going home today to his village to do a ceremony, he had to travel 7 hours by car and then walk another 3 hours before he got to his village. So it's a long ways. It's not like getting in a car and just driving for 10 minutes. But Judy, your Lama friend paved the way for Santos and his mother to be here.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And extend my heart to Santos and his mother, and also Augustine, since he's not here. I still carry them in my heart.
Oh, how beautiful! How beautiful! Well, I wanted if you could, Judy, bring in perhaps my Inca brother or maybe some ancient Inca spirits.
Yeah, the Inca brother is right there over your left shoulder. Yeah, he's there. Okay. Do you want me to give you his message, or is there anything specific you want him to be a part of?
I'm always interested in how to make this world a better place. So hundreds of thousands of people listening around the world, I'd love their, I know my listeners would like to know his advice on how to make this world a better place. So
there are many flags in the world that fly that represent many different ideas and many different cultures, and many different protocols and policies. But underlying every single flag are people. And people all over the world are more alike than they have any idea of. And so if you can join hands and hearts with your neighbors, with your friends, with those that you may not have connected to yet, know that every gesture, every word, every look that you give somebody, every choice that you make affects everything in life. And if you can take the time to mindfully choose to make the decision to spread love in the world and love in your day, then there will be less of the need for the extreme of unloving energy that we have been experiencing quite a bit of late. And it is a purging of the earth that is much needed, but our love is needed even more.
All right, beautiful. Thank you so much, Inca brother. I wanted to share this with you as well. The frequency of the planet is really rising. And last week, there was an announcement that the North and South Korean governments had met, and they've decided to combine their Olympic sports teams into one team for the next upcoming Olympic Games. This is wonderful news, and it shows there's really good things happening on the planet. Judy, are you there?
Yes, but you faded in and you faded out. I'm sorry. What did you say?
That's okay. I said that the frequency of the planet is rising rapidly. And last week there was an announcement that the North and South Korean governments had decided to combine their Olympic sports teams into one team for the next Olympic Games. I think this is wonderful news, and it shows that there are really good things happening here on this planet.
The Inca brother is kissing the palms of his hands, and he's holding his hands out for today's broadcast, and he's saying, I send my love to you.
Oh, how nice. How nice. Please tell him, thank him so much. Please thank him so much.
I will. He's got a big smile on his face, and he's standing, like I said, behind your left shoulder. And he's all in white with darker hair, like a ponytail almost, in the back of his head. And he's just dressed very simple, but he's glowing. He's just absolutely glowing. Exquisite to see, and he's totally barefoot.
Oh, how beautiful. That is so nice. I am so, so happy he's there. Wow. Wow. Are there any other spirits who'd like to come through today?
Yeah, there's President Kennedy.
Oh, good.
Okay, so here we go. Hiya. It is really delightful for us to have a chance to once again share with this audience from our heart how we feel today. You know, Jacqueline and I were very blessed to have been able to be on the last trip with Ted. And it's been quite fun to have an opportunity to see and to experience this culture at this time in ways that I never would have been able to experience in the 60s as a president. And so I feel tremendously grateful for being given the opportunity to be invited along here with Jacqueline so that we can recognize and share in the graciousness of these beautiful, humble people. They have such wisdom to share with the world, just in their continence, in the way that they walk, in their devotion, in the way that they simply handle things. And they take all these different materials from our earth and they make beautiful things. And they're blessing it the whole time they're making it. So it's really a lovely thing to be able to walk around the street and to see the local people and to be aware of their devotion and their heart energy to Pachamama. And so it really makes me just so happy that I've had this blessed opportunity for us to be able to have a deeper clarity and a deeper feeling about this particular culture. And I look forward to coming back many more times.
Well, President Kennedy and Jacqueline, I'm so happy you're here. I could feel your presence earlier. I just felt bad because the flight down here from Atlanta, it was packed, and I wasn't sure whether you both got a seat or not, but I'm glad you were able to find two seats on the plane. So
we were riding on the top of the plane. Who needs to be inside? I was on one wing, Jacqueline was on the other, and we were sometimes up on the top together, and sometimes we were on each wing, and we were sharing our viewpoints. It was quite marvelous.
You know, I took a picture of the sun as it set as we entered flew over the Caribbean on the way to Lima, and from Atlanta, and I could see all these spirits, the orbs in the picture, and I now know who they were.
Yeah, yeah. And what's wonderful is, you know, because we are on the other side of what people term heaven, the beautiful thing is we see with such clarity all of what's called the unseen world that we couldn't see before. in our bodies on Earth at that time as being president and the first lady. And the truth is, this is absolutely joyous to see with no limit and to see all these beautiful things that you, with the human eyes and our ideas of limitations, we block ourselves through fear. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we made a little pact with ourselves that we choose to see all beauty in the world? Wouldn't that be an awesome way to bring about world peace? Is if everybody beautiful. Made the decision in their heart to see the beauty in every single experience and nuance of life.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I can feel, President Kennedy and Jacqueline and Judy, that the vibrations of the planet are rapidly rising. And it's a matter of time when I think that much of the conflict that we have on the planet will be gone. And I know it's coming. I know we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us.
Jacqueline is here. Here we go. I'm glad you mentioned that, Ted, because what we personally have been witnessing is beyond your comprehension. We are seeing people coming together, heart to heart, arm to arm, neighbor to neighbor, like we have never seen before. And unfortunately, at this time, the media is not presenting the truth. There is a small percentage of people, I call them rebel rousers, who are creating chaos in the world. But in truth, the good heart of the general family around the world are coming together in a cohesive manner that is quite wonderful to witness.
I agree.
And what I personally am just so touched in my heart is to see the very simplest of people who have the basics, and so many do not have the basics, and you mm-hmm. see them extending their hands and their arms and their hearts to others, and they have a much more gracious heart than what we would call the ones that we would look in life as the wealthy. Mm-hmm. And what's beautiful is to see the simplicity of the generosity of the beings who are extending themselves to their neighbors that they don't know. They're extending themselves to the villages that they haven't visited before. We're seeing an outreach that is really a wonderful thing to witness. And so arm in arm and hand in hand and heart in heart, we can do anything in this world.
Your words are so beautiful and so profound, Jacqueline. That I thank you so much for sharing that. I want you to introduce you, both Jacqueline and President Kennedy, to a wonderful shaman I have here right with me. Santos, could you please walk around to the speaker? And then I want his mother to say a few words. She's a Shaw woman, actually, very spiritual lady. Please walk around, if you could walk around. Santos, introduce yourself, please, to my audience. Go ahead. Just go ahead. He's a little shy. Go ahead. Just say your name and.
So, hello. I am from Cusco. My name is Santos. And from Cusco, and we're from the Queros. It's very far away from the Cusco, which is like 7 hours by car and then 3 hours walk. And it's very high mountain, like almost 16,000 feet highest mountain. But we're very, like almost all of people, it's the spiritual, like we do offerings, so like Mother Earth, like Mountain God, and offering like Father Sun and Mother Moon as well. So always my people, it's like connected with Mother Earth. So my name is Santos Machaca, and then my father is a shaman, and right now he's my father. He went to Keros because he has something to do in the Keros, and now I am just I came with my mother, and then she's never. She went like in like a radio show, you know. So she probably she can be a little bit, shy, you know, because it's first time for her. Like she doesn't not come to the city so much.
Wonderful, wonderful. I wanted to ask Santos, could you ask your mother whether she has any messages for my audience? We'd love to hear from her. Could you ask her, please? Ask if your mother would like to say anything for my audience.
So she said like first, thank you very much. To be here, and then she's very very happy, and she's like it's very connected with the Mother Earth.
Okay, and you can see that in the local people here too. Their heart is very open, and they think with their heart rather than their logical mind often. And that's one thing I like about being here in Peru. The people are very genuine, and you can see the love in their eyes whenever you look at them. Well, please have a seat, Santos, please, and stay with me. But anyway, Judy, I wanted to introduce them both to Jacqueline and John and President Kennedy. President Kennedy, I wanted to ask you a question. Before, when you were on my show, you mentioned that you saw many points of life coming on the planet, and it was getting brighter and brighter. Are you still seeing that? Is that still coming?
You know, it kind of looks like, to give you a broader understanding, think of it as a festival of light. It's like okay. We would see life in pinpoints at different places around the world, and there were spaces, and so you would see these very looking like remote light here, remote light there. We've been watching the filling in of the light, and now when I look at the light around the world, it looks in some places like you would walk into a lighting store, and there's so many lights, brilliant, that were not lighted before, but there was empty space. So I would present to you to think of the Earth now as a festival of light, and that joyous and heart opening to realize that all these beings are coming home to who they are. And so it's a lovely thing to see the brightness illuminating with every breath, and it's like the world itself is lit up like a birthday cake with light all over it. It's absolutely wonderful to see. And I also know there will come a point where there will be no space, and the Earth will be just a ball of light.
Oh, how beautiful. Wow. Wow. President Kennedy, from your perspective, how soon will that be? I know time is hard to judge, but when the Earth will be a complete ball of light?
That is a decision that is made with each person every moment of every day.
Okay.
And as each soul chooses to honor the light of who they are and not hide in the shadows of the parts of them that they don't love, they will shine even brighter. But I can say that the trajectory of witnessing what I have been watching has been escalating and escalating and escalating at a profound rate. So it is wonderful. Really exciting to see what we are seeing.
I know in talking to Nostradamus, he has told me that at one time, he said that this process of ascension, the planet Earth ascending into the higher dimensions, would be complete by the year 2038. Now, in my recent conversations with him, he said that because so many people have raised their consciousness and are working now to make this planet a better place and one that's peaceful and full of love and light, the entire process now has been speeded up by at least 10 years. And so now Nostradamus is now looking for this ascension process to be complete by the year 2028, 10 year, which is just 10 years from now.
Well, I salute his awareness.
Well, thank you, President Kennedy. Actually, Nostradamus is here today. I feel his presence, and he's listening very carefully to your words and to the program.
You know, it's a marvelous thing that through our communications that we have available today, we are truly able to connect with all beings, not only of this world, but in this world. Mm-hmm. And so it's really wonderful today that we are connecting to what we would consider both sides of the veil. It's marvelous.
Sure. Sure. And that veil is as the vibrations keep going up, I think that veil eventually is coming down faster and faster.
It's also dissolving, and it's becoming clearer and clearer and clearer, rather than layers upon layers upon layers. It's now getting clearer and clearer. Reminds me of a song, "On a Crystal Day, on a Clear Day." It's a wonderful song, "On a Clear Day."
Okay, beautiful, beautiful, wonderful. What I wanted to ask both President Kennedy and Jacqueline and my Inca brother, any advice for people looking for to make this planet a better place, treating people with kindness, for example, making the right decisions, treating themselves well, and also caring for others?
This is Jacqueline. If you can imagine holding hands with all the beings in the world and all the animals and the trees and the flowers laughing, what a wonderful world we will have.
Wow, that is really nice. Wow. Wow. I wanted to ask too, when the entire planet becomes a ball of light, then it'll be a planet of truth, won't it? Where people won't be able to lie or not tell the truth. I think that time's coming, don't you?
This is President Kennedy. It depends on the awareness of the person as to what part of Earth and its evolution of ascension they tap into. For some, the ball of light is already here. For others, they do not have the heart light to see that yet. And that's okay. That's where they're at. But it really is more of a perspective rather than what you would call an actualization. And so as each of us get more truthful and authentic with ourselves, we then become more truthful and authentic with the world.
Oh, that's very profound, very, very profound. I know Mahatma Gandhi came to me several years ago, and his famous quote is that to be the change that you want to see in the world?
Well, he's standing here. Here we go.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yes, that is a phrase that I feel very strongly about. And there is a tuning time where each soul has to have an opportunity to raise in what we would call frequency enough to look at their life with new eyes and feel their life with a new, more expanded heart. And so to be the change that you want to see requires self-responsibility. It requires taking responsibility for every facet of your life. And I am witnessing, much to the delight of my heart, to see people in earnest sincerity beginning to ask, what can I do? And it's similar to the speech that President Kennedy gave in the 60s when he said, similar to, it's not what your country can do for you, it's what you can do for your country. So if you look at the world does not owe you anything. The world is a gift of creation. If you ask your heart, what can I do to continue cultivating this beautiful creation, then you are the change you wish to see. It is a self-awareness, intuition, sense, place that the person finally begins to understand that every action they take affects every form of life, and they choose to not poison anymore with unloving thoughts, words, or behaviors. They choose to stand in the integrity of who they are and take responsibility for where they're at. And if each soul took responsibility for their space and the energy they are sharing, then we are seeing and they are being the change that they wish to see in the world.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Mr. Gandhi. Actually, I have to tell you, I was already going to play the Ask Not segment that you talked about from President Kennedy. So, Eric, go ahead and play that now, if you don't mind. It's a 30-minute, 30-second segment.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Mr. Gandhi, you couldn't have mentioned it at a better time. I was getting ready to play it at the first of the next hour, but since you mentioned it, I wanted to play it now. Thank you so much for your beautiful words of wisdom.
Namaste.
Namaste, Mr. Gandhi. Namaste. You're a great inspiration for all of us here on the planet. Please stay, President Kennedy and Jacqueline. I would also like to bring back on Santos's mother now. Santos, could you bring your mother around here to the front here to talk?
I'd love to see.
I wish you could see her. I'll take a picture of her and put it on the website after the show. Okay, please come a little closer. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for being here today. Santos has to translate, but there's some questions I want to ask her.
using glasses and take on the hands like human beings.
Okay. What is your mother's name, please?
Her name is Benita. Benita Apaza Flores.
Benita. Okay. Is it okay to call her Benita?
Yeah.
Okay, Benita. Benita, what message do you have from the Inca for the world? To make what message would you like to give the world from your beautiful culture?
Nishas encanta. Ima mensaje tan gran ko ki texe muy ki mundo mundo nem. So my mother say, and then about her culture, from the Keras culture, to say about the world, to get it better, and they have to be, they're connected more with the natures and with all element and the earth and the mountain god.
Okay, to be more connected with the planet and the earth.
Yeah.
And do you think the problem with a lot of Western society is that it's become disconnected with the earth?
So, and my mother said, like, it's a lot of the Western people, like other countries, the people, it's like almost 60% people there's very disconnected with all elements and the planet. That's why it's a lot of problems coming.
Right.
And that she feels her energy, you know.
I see.
Because never she went in this country, so that's mm-hmm. She feels that.
Yeah, she feels that.
Yeah.
Is your mother in touch? Is she in contact, spiritual contact with any ancient Inca spirits?
So my mother is very connected with the Incan spirit and also the spirit of the and the earth.
Oh, wonderful. What does planet Mother Earth say to her now? Any messages from Mother Earth to her?
Right now?
Yeah.
So my mother it's very connected with the Mother Earth and then Mother Earth, the all in Incan spirit gives to my mother. It's connected, and then the spirit shows him her like about the people's heart, you know, like and then other like people heart, and she can feel it and give in a message to
when your mother talks to the ancient Inca spirits, who does she talk to and what do they say
when she
talks to the ancient Inca, her spiritual family, the ancient Inca, who does she talk to and what messages do they give her?
So when she connected with the spirit, the Incan spirit, and she's like connected with the ancestor spirit, and the ancestor spirit tells Edias, like opening her mind.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, is there any other messages she would like to give from her Inca spirit family to the world?
So she's listening at she's listening about the spirit from ancestor, and she say about the world, and it's the time to people to reconnect to the planet.
It's time for people, she said, for people to reconnect with the planet. Oh, I know, I agree with that, certainly.
Yeah, the time to reconnect with the planet.
And I don't want to speak for my great spirit friends, but I'm sure they would also agree with that, too. Mm-hmm. President Kennedy, Jacqueline, I'd love your comments on that.
Can I, Judy, I want to say to you first an observation that I saw today when Santos first started speaking, and I could feel the energy of him and his mother.
Oh.
And I saw a clearing spreading all over the world of clarity. It was beautiful.
Oh, how nice, how nice.
So I wanted Santos to know that, and I wanted him to be able to tell his mother. Because I could see it looked like a clear, crystal clear energy just started to go where all the chaos was, and it just started clearing it, and everything returned to pristine beauty.
Wow.
And I wanted that to be clear because it was so beautiful.
Wow. Wow.
So just the presence of them here is creating this. It's what I felt when I felt their energy of Santos's father. There is a exquisite purity of energy that this family carries, and they have such a high level of integrity in honoring who they are and their culture. Beautiful.
I will have Santos translate that during
Thank
the break.
You.
Yes, I will be sure. We've got about a minute and a half left. And for those of you just tuned in, this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the middle of the Andes in Cusco, near Machu Picchu. And I have President Kennedy, Jacqueline Kennedy, and Judy Kelly, who I consider one of America's best psychics, of course, with the two beautiful shaman and a shaman from the Quechua tribe here in Peru. I will translate that during our break now. And we've got about 45 seconds left. And would President Kennedy or Jacqueline Kennedy like to say anything quickly before we take a break? And we'll come back to them here in a few minutes.
President Kennedy said that he could not have said it better than what Santos' mother expressed.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, friends, please stay tuned. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the middle of the Andes in Peru. We'll be coming back on the air in just a few minutes. Please stay tuned, my friends.